This is VOA News, reporting by remote. I'm Joe Ramsey. The committee that awards the Nobel Peace Prize appealed on Thursday to 2019 winner Ethiopian Prime Minister Abiy Ahmed to halt the conflict unfolding in the country's northern region of Tigray. In a rare critique of a former laureate, the Norwegian Nobel Committee said Abiy bore special responsibility for ending the fighting that broke out in late 2020. Thousands of civilians have been killed and millions displaced in Africa's second most populous nation, with hundreds of thousands facing famine-like conditions. The UN has accused the Ethiopian government of operating a de facto blockade of humanitarian aid to the region, an accusation the government denies. In the past week, airstrikes killed at least 73 civilians in Tigray, according to aid workers. Abiy won the Nobel Prize a year after taking office for resolving two decades of hostility with neighboring Eritrea. Tens of thousands of French teachers, angry with the government's COVID-19 rules, walked off the job on Thursday and took to the streets to demand better protection for students and staff against infection. Teachers, parents, and school directors have struggled to deal with the pandemic and COVID rules at school. New testing requirements announced on the eve of the return from Christmas holidays and changed twice since added to anger. The exasperation was felt in protest rallies across France, at which many called for the resignation of the country's education minister. The government is standing by its policy to keep classes open and requiring all students in contact with an infected person to get tested three times. Find more at voanews.com. This is VOA News. Britain's Buckingham Palace said on Thursday that Prince Andrew's honorary military titles and royal patronages have been returned to Queen Elizabeth II with her, quote, approval and agreement. More than 150 Navy and Army veterans had written to the Queen asking her to strip Andrew of all his military ranks and titles after a U.S. judge said Wednesday a sex assault lawsuit against Andrew could go ahead. A U.S. district judge on Wednesday refused to dismiss a civil case against Andrew by an American woman, Virginia Giffrey, who alleges the royal sexually abused her when she was 17. Andrew's lawyers have said the royal never sexually abused or assaulted her, and he, quote, unequivocally denies Giffrey's false allegations against him. Palace officials have declined to comment on the, quote, ongoing legal matter. The Philippine government on Thursday defended a controversial ban on unvaccinated people using public transportation in the capital, Manila, where Omicron is fueling a record surge in cases. The rule announced by the Department of Transportation this week and expected to take effect Monday comes after President Rodrigo Duterte threatened to arrest people not vaccinated against COVID-19 who refuse to stay at home. Passengers will have to show proof of vaccination before boarding public buses, trains, boats, or planes in Metro Manila, where infections are soaring, causing widespread disruption for businesses and straining hospitals. But rights groups, including Amnesty International, slammed the policy as punishment on those who are poor and unvaccinated to no fault of their own. Poorer nations last month rejected more than 100 million doses of COVID-19 vaccines distributed by the global program COVAX, mainly due to the rapid expiration date, a UNICEF official said on Thursday. The figure shows the difficulties of vaccinating the world despite growing supplies of jabs, with COVAX getting closer to delivering 1 billion doses to a total of nearly 150 countries. The official says the main reason for rejection was the delivery of doses with a short shelf life, and poorer nations have also been forced to delay supplies because they have insufficient storage facilities, including a lack of fridges for vaccines. Wealthy countries donating vaccines with a relatively short shelf life has been, quote, a major problem for COVAX, a World Health Organization senior official said last month, as many doses were wasted. Reporting by remote, I'm Joe Ramsey, VOA News.